Shlishi. V'yato now le'atem shlachtem oisihena. You have not sent me here. Ki ho'elikim. Only Hashem. V'yisimeni le'av le'pari. Hashem has placed me as a father over Pari, which means as a colleague and a patron over Pari. U'le'odoin l'chol beisai. And a master over his whole household. U'moshel and a ruler b'chol eretz Mitzrayim over the land of Mitzrayim. Maharu rush va'alu elavi. And go up to my father. Rashi explains, Eretz Yisrael is gavoya mikol ha'aratzos. Eretz Yisrael is considered the highest land, and that's why it makes sense to say va'alu elavi, go up to Eretz Yisrael to my father. Va'amartem elav, and you shall say to him, koyamar bincho Yosef, so said your son Yosef. Somani elokim la'odoin l'chol Mitzrayim. Hashem has placed me as a master l'chol Mitzrayim. Rado elai al tamoid, come down to me. Do not wait. Do not waste any time. I am Besefer Imre Shefer, who is Medayik. Why over here in Pasuk Tes it says, Odoin L'chol Mitzrayim. Hashem has placed me as an Odoin L'chol Mitzrayim, while in Pasuk Ches it does not say Odoin L'chol Mitzrayim, but rather Moshel B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. Ayin Shom. V'yoshaft of Eretz Goshen, and you will live in the land of Goshen. V'yisa Korav Eli, and you will be close to me. Ata uvanecho uvanei vonecho, you, your sons and your grandchildren. V'tzoncho uvekorcho, and your sheep and your cattle. V'chol ha'shaloch, and everything you own. V'chilkalti oizcho shom, I will support you and feed you there. Ki od chomei shonim rov, because there is another 5 years of hunger that are still to come. Penti varesh, lest you become poor. Ata uveischa v'chol ha'shaloch, you and your household and everything that is with you. V'hine einechem rois, and behold your eyes see. Your eyes see my covet, my honor in Mitzrayim. Your eyes see that it is me, Yosef, speaking to you, because I have a bris milah just like you do. And also, like the pasuk says at the end, kifi ha-medaver eleichem, that my mouth is speaking to you, beloshen ha-kodesh. Ve'ene achi Binyamin, and also the eyes of Binyamin see that it is me who is speaking to you. Why does the pasuk divide the Shvatim and Binyamin? Rashi explains that Yosef was saying, just like I have nothing against Binyamin, who is not present by my mechira, so too I have nothing against the rest of you who were present at my mechira and caused me to be sold. V'gadatem la'ovias kol kavoydi b'mitzrayim, and you shall tell my father all my honor in Mitzrayim, v'es kol asher re'isem, and everything that you have seen. U'mihartem v'iradatem esei ovi heino, you shall rush and bring down my father over here. V'yipoil al tzavre v'yamin ochiv v'yefk, and Yosef fell on the neck of Binyamin and he cried. Ubinyamin bocha al tzavarov, and Binyamin cried over his neck. Rashi explains that he cried, Yosef cried over the two bate migdosh that will be built in the chelik of Binyamin and will be destroyed. Since it says two actions in the pasuk, vayipol he fell, vayevk and he cried, it is referring to two things that happened in the chelik of Binyamin, the two destructions of the two bate migdosh in his chelik. Ubinyamin bocha al tzavarov, it does not say a lashon of vayipol, it only says one action. Binyamin was crying over one thing that happened in the chelik of Yosef. Binyamin cried over Mishkan Shiloh that will be built in the chelik of Yosef and will be destroyed. Vayinashik l'chol echov vayevk aleihem, and he kissed all his brothers and he cried over them. V'yachreichein dibru echov itoy, and only then, after they saw that he was wholehearted with them, did the brothers speak to Yosef. Before this, they were embarrassed to speak before Yosef. The Mefarshim say, what is the Lashon Vayevk Aleihem? It is hinting to the Asara Haruge Malchus that were killed because the Shvatim sold Yosef. That's the Pshat Vayevk Al Yud Haruge Malchus. Many times the word Aleihem is spelled Al Ayin Lamed Yud He Mem. Vayevk Aleihem. And he cried, Al Yud Haruge Malchus, on the Asara Haruge Malchus, that will be punished because of Mechiras Yosef. The Hakol Nishma Beis Pari Lamer, and the voice was heard in the house of Pari, saying, Ba'u Achei Yosef, the brothers of Yosef have come. Vayitad Be'ine Pari Ube'ine Avodov, and this was good in the eyes of Pari and the eyes of his servants. Arachayim explains, because until now, people used to say that Yosef was a slave, and Pari did something wrong by appointing a slave as a king. Therefore, when the brothers came, this proved that Yosef was really not a slave, and that's why it was good in the eyes of Pari and his servants. Vayomer Pari el Yosef, and Pari said to Yosef, Emor el achecho, Say to your brothers, Zois Asu, this is what they should do. Tanu es beirchem, load your animals with grain. Ulechu voyu arza Canaan, and go and come to the land of Canaan. Ukechu es avichem, and take your father vesbotechem and his and your household. Uvoyu eloi, and come to me. Ve'etno lochem, and I will give to you es tuv eretz Mitzrayim, the best of the land of Mitzrayim. Ve'ichlu, and they will eat es chelev ha'oretz, the choicest of the land. And Rashi says that Pari was Nibo of the Enuyedea Manibo. He prophesies not knowing what prophecy he was saying. Because in the future, the Yidden will take Tuv Eretz Mitzrayim. They will empty Mitzrayim out like the deep waters without any fish. This will take place by Yitzias Mitzrayim many years later. As the Pasuk says, Vayenatzlu es Mitzrayim, they empty out Mitzrayim. Zokt Rashi, Pasuk Ches La'av. Hashem has made me as an av for Pari, Zograshi lechaver, a colleague, ule patron and a patron. Va'alu elavi, and go up to my father. Eretz Yisrael gavoya mikol ha'arotzois. Eretz Yisrael is the highest of all lands. That's why he uses a lashon, va'alu elavi, go up to my father, because when you go from any land up to Eretz Yisrael, you are going in an upward direction. One has to understand why Rashi first mentions this over here. We find many times earlier that a lashon of Aliyah or Yerida, going up and going down, is mentioned concerning Eretz Yisrael. In Parshas Lech Lecha, when Avram went from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, what does the Pasuk say in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud? Vayered Avram Mitzrayim. Avram went down to Mitzrayim. Also, in last week's Parsha, in Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Beis, Yaakov said, Redu Shama, go down to Mitzrayim. So we see the lashon of going down from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim earlier. Why didn't Rashi mention this earlier? One has to also understand the entire concept of Eretz Yisrael Gavoya Mikol Ha'aratzos. What does this mean? Is Eretz Yisrael actually the highest place in the whole world? The Mashon Kedushin explains that the world is a sphere, a globe. One has to look at the whole world as a round sphere and place Eretz Yisrael on the top of the globe. This way, from any land that you are coming to Eretz Yisrael, you are going upwards. The reason why we place Eretz Yisrael on top is because the focal point of the world is Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Eretz Yisrael is on top of the globe, and from any point that you will want to come to Eretz Yisrael, you will be going in an upwards direction. Zok Rashi Penti Varish Dilma Tismaskein. Targum says, maybe you will become poor. Lashon Moirish, a language of Moirish, which means to become poor, umasher, and to make rich. V'hine einechem rois bichvoidi. Behold, your eyes see my honor. V'shani achichem, and that I am your brother. Shani molkochem, because I have a bris milah just like you. V'oid, and also, ki piha medara aleichem b'lashon hakodesh. It is my mouth who is speaking to you in Lashon Hakodesh. Maskel David asks, what was the proof to the Shvatim that this was Yosef by the fact that he had a bris milah? The leader of Mitzrayim made a decree that everybody must have a bris milah in order to get food. So what proof would it be that he had a bris milah? Maybe he was a Mitzri who had a bris milah. One teretz that he gives is that since Yosef was the leader of the land, there was nobody forcing him to have a bris milah. By the fact that he too had a bris milah shows that he was really Yosef, their brother. Secondly, he answers that the Mitzrayim's bris milah were all a recent wound. If you would look at their bris milah, you would see that it was something that was done to them very recently. But my bris milah was an old wound, and that shows that I am Yosef. Maskel David is medayik this in Rashi, because Yosef said, "V'she'ani achichem, she'ani mol kochem, I am your brother, because I have a bris milah kochem. Just like you, just like your bris milah is an old wound, so is mine." Zok Rashi ve'ene achi Binyamin hishves kulam yachad. He compared all of them to Binyamin. Loimer to say shekeshem she'ein li sina al Binyamin, just like I do not have any anger against Binyamin, achi my brother. Sha'arei lo haya b'michirasi, he was not present at my sale. Kach ein b'libi sina aleichem, I do not have any sina against you. Yosef cried over the two Bati Mikdash that will be built in Chelko Shel Binyamin, Sheasidon Lias Bechelko Shel Binyamin, that in the future will be built in the portion of Binyamin, and their end will be that they will be destroyed. Ubinyamin Bocha al Tzavarov, al Mishkan Shiloi. He cried over Mishkan Shiloi, Sha'osid Lias Bechelka Shal Yosef, Visoifoy Lecharev. Mishkan Shiloi will be built in the portion of Yosef, and in the future will be destroyed. One has to understand why Yosef was crying over the Bate Migdash in Binyamin, and Binyamin was crying over Mishkan Shiloi that will be built Bechelka Shal Yosef. Why wasn't each one crying over the Tsar that will happen in his own Chelik? Zot Rashi Va'achre Chain Me'acha Shera'u Boiche. Once the brothers saw Yosef crying, V'li Boishalim Imahem, and his heart was complete with them, then Dibru Echav Itoy, the brothers spoke with him. Shemitchila Hayu Boishem Imenu. Originally, they were embarrassed to speak to him. Va'koil Nishma Beis Pari, and the voice was heard in the house of Pari. Kimay Biveis Pari. Over here, Beis Pari means Biveis Pari, in the house of Pari. V'zehu Loshem Bayis Mamish. And over here it means literally a house. The pasuk says, "Vakol nishma," the voice was heard, "biveis pari," in the house of Pari. Rashi is coming to say that this is different than the pasuk earlier in pasuk Beis, where over there it says, "Vayishma beis pari." Over there it means the people of the house of Pari. Over here, beis pari means the voice was heard in the house of Pari. Tanu is beirchem tivua. Load your animals with tivua. And go back to your father and bring him here, because I will give him as tuv Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says, what does it mean, the best of the land of Mitzrayim? Eretz Goshen. He will give him land, the land of Goshen. Just like Yosef said in Pasuk Yud, the Yoshat of Eretz Goshen, you will live in the land of Goshen. Pari also agreed that they will stay in the land of Goshen. And Eretz Goshen is called Tuv Eretz Mitzrayim. Zok Rashi Nibo of Ein Yodea Ma Nibo. Pari said a prophecy, but did not realize what he was prophesizing. Soifa Leyosa Kimitsulash Ein Badogim. At the end, at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yidden will make Mitzrayim like a deep water that does not have any fish in them. Chelev Haoretz, and they will eat the Chelev, the choicest of the land. Kol Chelev Lashem Meitavu. Chelev means the best.